Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. Our next guest graduated from Russell Sage College with a BS in PT, returned to Sage for a master's in community health education and her DPT. She teaches now in the DPT program at Florida Gulf Coast University, where the mascot is Azul the Eagle. She also works with the Lee Memorial Health System in the acute care primary orthopedics, trauma ICU, and open heart section. She has been very active with the APTA and the Florida Physical Therapy Association and is the current president of the FPTA. We got a lot of presidents, Sharon Dunn, and we've got Kathy Zwenick. Kathy, yes. Thanks for dropping by the show.
Thank you. I think it's equally as important to get a picture with the Florida president as it is with the APTA president.
Absolutely.
So we're here in Florida.
We'll snap a picture. Thank you for welcoming this giant conclave to your state. I know all the students, especially from the Northeast, are excited to come down to somewhere warm.
Yes.
In October.
It's very nice.
That's very nice. So where are you from originally? Because you went to Sage.
I went to upstate. I'm from upstate New York.
What part?
I grew up just outside of Troy, New York.
Yeah.
Near Albany on the Vermont border.
I'm from Orange County, New York. So
okay,
it's a little bit down the thruway from you.
I'm the real upstate.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're downstate.
So I'm not sure where I'm from.
But we're all from New York.
We're all from New York.
And here in Florida right now.
So now you came all the way down here in Florida. You're enjoying the sunny weather down here and teaching. And you gave a talk, an Ignite presentation. Well, describe what the Ignite talks are supposed to do, because they're rapid fire. They're quick. They're fast.
Yeah, that was the first time doing that. So it was a little challenging, but I think it was really fun. The idea is really to make a point, make it quickly, and leave it thought-provoking for the audience afterwards.
So it's a PowerPoint presentation. It's 5 minutes in length, correct?
Yes.
And you don't get to control when the slide moves on to the next one.
Every 15 seconds, we were told.
Boom. It's just going rapid fire. So what were you talking about? Because you're standing in front of hundreds and hundreds of physical therapy and physical therapy assistant students. These are the students who are going to be not only the next generation of physical therapists, but these are the guys who show up to the meetings, spend their own money when we don't have any money as students. Most likely, one of the students here today, realistically, will have your position later on as
Florida Physical Therapy Association president. I can't do this forever.
You know, yeah. So what was your talk about, and what did you hope to lead the students with?
I was talking about finding our professional identity, that we're just not recognized in the healthcare arena as a professional oftentimes, where people will say they go to physical therapy or
right.
I'm from physical therapy, rather than identifying with the person themselves, the physical therapist.
Right.
We want people to say, that's Kathy, that's my physical therapist. That's Jimmy, he's my physical therapist.
Where do you think we missed the boat on that? Why did we get to this point?
Some of it, I think, is in our roots. The way physical therapy came around, we were, you know, educated in the medical model under the supervision
right.
of a physician. We got prescriptions that told us what to do with our patients. But as we've evolved into the doctoring profession, at this point, we really need to take ownership of that and promote that value that we provide and make sure that all healthcare providers know this.
Yeah.
And we have to take ownership.
Now you're speaking my language. Now we're talking about communications and spreading a message. Now we're talking about two audiences, really. Number one, within the healthcare providers. You want to talk about physicians or nurses, just anybody within healthcare to know, hey, I'm a physical therapist. Here's what I'm able to do. Here's what I can do. Everything is evidence-based, so we're not just making stuff up here. So we have to do that within the health field. And then, of course, it's everybody else, who you were alluding to a second ago, which is the people who will partake in physical therapy, not have physical therapy done to them, but partake in physical therapy. So that's an uphill battle that we're still fighting.
Right. And oftentimes it is associated with what's done to them or the service
right.
or the intervention and
right.
not that connection with the person, the professional, the physical therapist that
yeah.
we are.
What were some highlights from your talk? What are some of the messages that you had on screen that you really wanted students to take away?
One of the biggest messages that I would like to say is you have to stay engaged and involved with your professional association. Our professional identity and the message that we send out also needs to be uniform. It needs to be consistent.
Right.
We need to stay on message. And those messages start from our professional association at the national and the chapter level. And then we can take those forward. But the message is consistent. They're not hearing one thing from you and
right.
another thing from me. we're promoting the same message.
The best opportunity physical therapists have to make sure everybody knows what a physical therapist is just like we're doing right now. It's one-on-one. I love the social media campaigns. I love the PSAs that the APTA is now running. But the significant impact, the significant change is going to come from just doing this, being a physical therapist and doing what you just said, taking ownership of your own profession.
And educating your patients and the consumers that you are their physical therapist,
right,
that they aren't just going to physical therapy.
I think that's often lost, is that one-on-one connection. We tend to embrace that when we say, why is physical therapists or going to physical therapy so fantastic? It's like, well, you get one-on-one. It's longer than most healthcare practitioners get with their patients. We shouldn't lose that opportunity to make sure that they know what we're capable of, and that will spread the word, and that will make sure people know what physical therapists can do.
Right. That makes them want to come back to you, too, because you've made that connection. You've helped them through a really difficult part of their life, and then if they happen to have another injury or an illness that comes about, or perhaps with a family member, they think, okay, I'm going back to my physical therapist because they helped me so well the first time that I had a problem.
What kind of excitement, what kind of feelings do you get when you're at the National Student Conclave? And this is my third one, and it's just it's got a different buzz to it than the other conferences. I like all of them, but they're vastly different.
The energy of any conference. I mean, in national conference, state conference. You know, we have a Florida State Student Conclave as well, where we have 500 or 600 students, and it is such an energy boost. You know. Like, you know, Sharon Dunn, our APTA president, said it's like a booster shot.
Yeah.
When you get around other members of the association and you're talking PT and you're exchanging ideas and you're making new connections, I just love being a part of the association. But when I go to any conference, it's like, okay, it just re-energizes me as to why being a PT is just such a fantastic thing.
And we spoke to some people last night about professional burnout. And I think if you're not sure where you're supposed to be in the profession, or you're kind of on edge, or you're starting to get burned out, just go to a conference. State, you know, you go to a local chapter meeting, and you're going to find something. You're going to connect with another physical therapist who might open your eyes to something else that'll get you excited about this profession again, because we don't want to lose the PTs we have.
No, and I think that being a part of the association for over 30 years now, just about, has kept me just moving ahead with the profession, where I've worked with colleagues that are not engaged. They don't go to meetings, and they're stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
You're right. You come to one of these conferences, and it's like, okay, it helps you kind of reconnect with your roots as a PT.
As the why. Why'd you get into this?
Why.
You know, it makes you remember that. All right, so every episode that we do is a pint, and before we're done with a pint, we have shots. So parting shots of wisdom. If you're going to leave students out there at this conclave and listening who weren't able to come with one piece of advice, one pearl of wisdom, what would you have them leave with?
The best thing to take forward in your profession is staying involved, staying on top of it, connecting with your peers, making sure you're making that connection with your patients, and continue to advocate and fight for our profession that we've worked so hard to bring this far.
I like that very much. Kathy, appreciate you stopping by and talking with us. Fantastic Ignite speech. We're also going to run that audio as well so people can take a listen to it if they weren't here.
Thanks very much for doing that.
Physical Therapy Association President for the great state of Florida.
Thank you very much.
We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. The PT Pintcast, poured by Arias Medical Group. This is the PT Pintcast. Recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Next up, you have your very own Florida State Chapter President, Kathy Swanick, to talk to us about professional identity.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. I'm here to talk to you about professional identity as physical therapists. As a profession, we have an identity crisis. The solution begins and ends with us. Let's take ownership of our profession and send a consistent message to the public, policymakers, and healthcare providers. To do this, I'm going to have to get up on my soapbox and talk about the value of physical therapy, promoting this to our patients and consumers. As an association, you might have heard us talk about the elevator talk. So if you had 30 seconds to a minute in an elevator with a total stranger, how would you describe physical therapy? therapy. How could you prove the value of what physical therapy does for our patients and consumers? If we can't send a consistent message to the public about what physical therapy is and what our value is, how can we expect others to know? The APTA branding has really helped move our profession forward in educating the public, and we can take a huge role in that. If you walk into a patient's room and say, "Hi, I'm Kathy, I'm with physical therapy," that really doesn't say that you're a physical therapist. Your patients need to know and identify with you as a professional. So I walk into my patient's room and proudly say, "I'm Kathy, I'm your physical therapist." Taking ownership of our profession is really important. Don't underestimate your value as a professional. When physical therapy patients talk about going to their treatment, they tend to talk about the what rather than the who. What service was done, what intervention was done, but not who their physical therapist is. Don't you want your patients to refer to you as their physical therapist? When they talk about going to the dentist, they don't say going to dentistry, they say they're going to the dentist. Okay? Well, we as physical therapists provide such an important service, and we need to make sure that the value is on the person, us as physical therapists, and not just the service that we're providing. In the healthcare world, this seems to happen only with physical therapy for some reason. We don't say that you're going to dentistry again. In many cases, though, we are guilty of helping to promote that message still to the public. We've started under the medical model, and that may be part of the reason why we've had such a hard time growing out of that. Likewise, we're not always represented very well in the media. As a profession, we can help to change that. Part of our identity crisis has a lot to do with the fact that we came into existence as extensions of physicians' care, and that the value was more with the physician than with the physical therapist. As doctors of physical therapy, as many of you will graduate with your doctoral degree, we have the tools to provide the services to our patient and give them the care that they need, and not just be a tool for furnishing prescribed services by the physician. We know better. We are not just a service, and we're not just a product. We know that our expertise gets our patients better, and we can help them avoid surgery and costly medications. Our patients, however, continue to have lots of barriers to care. We need to make sure that our patients have access to physical therapy, and by doing that, we need to promote the value of our valuable care. Some of these barriers come through our third-party payers. But we need to reinforce that we can provide the pain relief by working in collaboration with other healthcare professions and provide the results that our patients need from chronic pain. Physical therapists are the primary care healthcare provider for the function and movement of the body, and we can always demonstrate that direct access to physical therapists brings value to the patient through the improvement of quality of life. One way that we can help to stay on message is stay involved with your professional association. We ensure our health, we ensure our autos, ensure your profession by staying a member of the association, staying engaged, and staying on message. Advocate for your profession, personally for you throughout your life and your career. Professionally, stay involved. Find your passion. Physical therapists should be recognized as primary care for musculoskeletal conditions. We have lots of good tools to help us get there, and hopefully you've all seen the hashtag ChoosePT and moveforwardpt.com. You will help move this profession forward as you continue in your careers. Remember, the people who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones that do. And all of you have the potential to do that as the future of our physical therapy profession. Thank you.
The PT Podcast. We stand for life, liberty, and beer. Plus, you know, physical therapy and stuff.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.